Good morning. We are joined by Mark from Driftless Development. Good morning.
Good morning.
You also have Josh with you from Bougie Action Coach, and we're going to talk with him in a little bit. But Mark, I think this is your first time here as part of Driftless Development.
It is, and I'm delighted to be here. I've been here for a little over a year now. I took over from Carol Roth, which was big shoes to fill. She got a ton done in her time as executive director. So DDI was formed in 2017,
okay.
Driftless Development Incorporated. And it was when the county and of Crawford County, of course, and Prairie du Chien, the city, merged their economic development efforts.
Okay.
And then we created a 501c3 nonprofit, community supported, and that is what I'm the executive director of.
So you're focused more on economic development.
I am, absolutely. So in that, you know, that would include workforce development, job creation. We work with, you know, on branding and, you know, kind of getting the word out on how great the Driftless is, and specifically the Crawford County part of the Driftless.
Because you're trying to bring more business in.
We are. We
you want the actual businesses to come in. I know there's a lot of organizations, you know, I'm thinking like the Chamber and stuff like that. They're trying to bring people in. They want to bring people to the businesses. You're saying, I want to bring more businesses here. What can this area or what don't we have? What can we bring in?
Well, there's always opportunities to bring in things that more retail. And also we'd love to bring in more manufacturing and more high tech jobs, but it's also a lot about working with our existing entrepreneurs here and our existing businesses and helping them grow and expand.
Which, of course, is key to economic development, because you want the businesses that are already in existence to thrive and then, you know, keep their workers and keep the workers happy and the workforce, you know, strong.
Right. I mean, we have folks here that are really invested in the community and want to grow their businesses here. And it's easier, really, and more of a priority for us to help them than it is to convince some other, smokestack chasing is what they used to call it. But, you know, going out and trying to bring in, you know, the chances of me bringing in a new Apple or Google campus.
Yeah, that's probably not happening.
Probably not happening. But the chances of me helping a local business grow, add employees, or get their business off the ground.
Yes. Bringing helping local entrepreneurs here who maybe want to start a business or have, you know, grassroots efforts right now, you can kind of hold their hand and help them along the way.
Absolutely. And really, that's why we formed the business development program at DDI, which includes the partnership with Josh's group and the master classes that he's teaching.
So Josh, I'll let you talk a little bit about what your master class is, because I feel like when people hear that, they're like, well, I'm not a master. What kind of education, or, you know, what does this entail? It's kind of intimidating.
Sure. Yeah. At Bougie Action Coach, our mission is world abundance through business re-education. So a lot of times people enter into business, one, out of necessity to provide a job and a life for themselves, or maybe they had a dream, and once they get into it, they realize, oh my gosh, there's all this stuff to owning a business that I don't know. I can build houses, but now I have to build customers, I have to do customer support, I have to hire people, I have to fire people, I have to do all these things that I don't know how to do. And that's really what we are all about, is training and equipping people, as I said, world abundance through business re-education. So a lot of it is educating people in the areas that they don't know and helping them feel like they have the tools and skill sets needed to run an effective business.
Like, you might be the greatest house builder, but when it comes to filling out IRS forms, you just stare at them blankly.
Yeah. Yeah, once you get into it, you realize... You know, we call it the entrepreneurial seizure. There's a book out there called The E-Myth, and they talk about this seizure where you're working for somebody else and you get this great idea of like, oh, why am I doing this for somebody else when I could do it for myself? And that's when we say you have this seizure, and then once you start your business, you realize, oh my gosh.
Or that first time you have to fire somebody.
Yes.
And, you know, what legal hoops do you have to go through? Do you have to go through anything? And when does an HR department come in? And what is a wrongful termination? And I think sometimes people get really overwhelmed. Like, they may have a great idea for a business, or they might have the skill set that I really want to start this business. I want to start my own, you know, coffee and donut shop. I'm really good at this, and I know I could have I know there's a customer base for it, but I'm scared because I don't know the legality of it, and I don't know how to fill out IRS forms, and I'm scared to hire people, or I have no idea about anything with building maintenance. You know, is it better to build or to rent? And so I'm assuming these are questions that you can kind of help people through.
Yeah, we really look at everything. You know, from coming up with your mission, vision, values, to your sales and marketing strategy, to building systems so that your people who that you're hiring know what they're doing, when they should be doing it, how they should be doing it. Looking at your culture, how are you finding people? That's a big one right now in Crawford County. Is the biggest, single most challenge that every one of my clients has is the ability to find good, talented people.
It's tricky.
It's tricky. It's a hard market, but it can be done. And the most successful businesses are the ones that have a strategy for finding and retaining quality talent. And some of that means maybe you're not going to find a turnkey employee, but how do we build them if they have the right attitude, the right mindset, the right maybe a similar skill set that can be translated to your industry? How do we train and develop them? So we're really looking at all of these things, but our ultimate goal is to help you build a business that works without you. The definition of a successful business for us is a commercial, profitable enterprise that works without the owner. Otherwise, you've created yourself a job. So there's a lot of people that are good at, they've created a job for themselves, but they don't know how to build and to scale that business into giving them more time, money, and freedom, which is ultimately why you go into business. So those are really the things that we teach, and we do it through various means. So we do business coaching, but one of the partnerships that we've done is with DDI here, and they've been great, is to do a 12-week masterclass, which is really kind of teaching what we call our 6 steps to building a better business over a course of 12 weeks. And we've had 2 classes already and looking at launching our third, and the feedback's been tremendous. So it's about 90 minutes a week is what it takes for somebody to go take this class. But it's amazing when they see these light bulbs go off and they start to realize some of the missing pieces that they've been not even realizing they didn't know start to fall into place.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, there's so many components to owning a business, you know, marketing, sales, and, you know, workforce. And, you know, you brought up a really good point that I think a lot of business owners, as they get into the thick of it, realize I'm never going to be able to walk away from this. Like, I have to have my hands in everything. And the key is when you have good employees and trustworthy employees and you found that magical team, you should be able to walk away.
Absolutely.
You should be able to take a 2-week vacation and not check your email. It doesn't always happen. And there's a lot of work to get there. But I think you know, especially small business owners, you know, that's something they go into it with these grand visions, but don't quite know how to put it all together. And that's where you come in.
Yeah. I mean, I ask people all the time, you know, why did you go into business? And it's for the 3 reasons, time, money, and freedom. And I ask, do you have all 3 of those 3? And very rare do they have. Almost no one has 3 out of 3. You know, they're doing well if they have 2 out of 3. And oftentimes, they're making less money, and they have less freedom, and they have less time. And that's really our goal.
And probably more stress.
And more stress, because they realize that the buck stops with them. Mm-hmm. And that's really our job, is to give them the tools needed to gain more time, money, and freedom back.
So if people are listening to this and, you know, they're a business owner themselves, or they're kind of in that incubator stage of maybe they're thinking about launching their business, or maybe they have plans to launch a business, how would they sign up for your masterclass?
They would go to our website, driftlessdevelopment.org, and there's a tab on there for business.
Okay.
And there's a form to fill out, and there's also my contact information on there too. So info@driftlessdevelopment.org is our email. And our telephone number is listed on there, too. So I would say it's a great resource just to go to our website, driftlessdevelopment.org.
And Mark, we're going to talk with you again, just kind of on some of the stuff that your business or your, you know, organization does and how people can reach out to you if they have questions, whatnot. So we'll have you back on later this week to talk more. If people have more questions for Josh, like you said, they can visit your website. But thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us. I really appreciate it.